Welcome to Simple Living Works, Episode 13. I'm Jerry Iverson. I'm pleased to be your host to discuss some ways to prepare for a simpler, more meaningful Lent and Easter. We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, and effective lifestyle. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. To learn more about us, listen to episodes 1 and 2. Our mission is to equip people of faith to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. All three of those fit together, and they especially fit together with the five life standards of Living More with Less. I interviewed the editor of the 30th anniversary edition of Living More with Less in the previous episode and discussed them also in episode 2. I hope you can listen to both of those. Alternatives educational and inspirational resources for Lent and Easter are second in quantity only to those for Advent and Christmas. Everything I tell you about in this episode is free of charge at simplelivingworks.org. Click window number 6 for a thematic or seasonal index of the complete website resources. One of those seasons will, of course, be Lent and Easter. In fact, if you go there now, you can follow along as I introduce each of the resources, some of which are sizable collections. Once again, visit simplelivingworks.org, click window number 6. At one time, Alternatives sold their own and others' resources. Our business model since 2011 has been to offer all of our own resources and services free of charge. We still recommend other publishers and writers, but we sell nothing. Almost everything is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share-Alike license. So make as many copies as you want to share with others, as an individual or a congregation. You're not permitted to sell them for profit. For more about Creative Commons, click its link either on our website homepage or in the show notes for this episode. Our first resource for a simpler, more meaningful Easter is 10 Tips for a Simpler, More Meaningful Easter, and it is a close relative to the Advent Christmas version with a similar name. Since the 10 tips are a condensation of much of what faith-based voluntary simplicity is about, this resource can be used as a discussion guide, as well as something to post on your bulletin board or refrigerator. In fact, 10 tips is the centerpiece of the discussion group section of Simple Living 101, our set of tools for simple living activists, shy or bold. By the way, I'm preparing a social media supplement to that collection and plan to talk about the whole set of tools in an episode soon. For now, know that 10 Tips is a handy way to introduce a simple, more meaningful Lent and Easter to your church or group. Be prepared to flesh out each tip, and be aware that this list is practical. It has strong faith underpinnings, but like so many of Alternatives' resources, it is very down-to-earth. We do have numerous original Bible study resources. This is not one of them. Well, I introduced Treasury of Celebrations, that is, create celebrations that reflect your values and don't cost the earth, back in episode 4. It has 4 parts. Now, I'll pause briefly after each title of each article to let it click with you. Yes, there are many, so take a deep, relaxing breath and let the possibilities flow over you as you listen. Part 1, Making Choices. Part 2, Gifts. Part 3, Celebrations. And Part 4, Rites of Passage, such as birthdays, weddings, and funerals, which we'll cover in a future episode. Now, Part 3, Celebrations, is divided into January through April, which we started last episode and will continue in this and future episodes, then May through August, which I'll cover in a future episode, and September through December, which we covered earlier in Episode 6, and that includes Advent and Christmas. Well, Treasury of Celebrations section for January and April, January through April, which includes Lent and Easter, also includes Valentine's Day, which is February 14th, And for that, we have Sweethearts and Prisoners, Human Rights, An Affair of the Heart, Prison Bars Don't Stop Love and Appreciation. For Day of Remembrance on February 19th, we have a table talk on Remembrance Day. We have an article on Lincoln's birthday for February 12th, then, of course, President's Day, and Washington's birthday on February 22nd. We also have a section on Purim, which is celebrated sometime in February or March. That's a Jewish festival, and we have articles there about celebrating survival, solidarity, and a table talk on Purim. Also celebrated in January or February is Chinese New Year, and for that we have Celebrating with People of Chinese Ancestry, Go Fly a Kite, and Twins. For Lent, which is 40 days before Easter, we have these articles in Treasury of Celebrations: Preparing for Discipleship, Another Kind of Fasting, Homemade Cinnamon Buns, Stations of the Cross, Lenten Lifestyle Assessment, Walk of the Cross, Foot Washing, Palm Sunday, Stone Soup, Peace Pancakes, Jesus Christ Superstar, and Lenten Wreath. For Holy Week, which is, of course, the week before Easter, we have the article, To Understand Our Neighbors. And then for Easter itself, which is normally in March or April, we have Better Than Chocolate Eggs, Signs of Faith, Easter in the Philippines, and Easter Seder, We Remember. For Passover, which is usually in March or April, we have the articles Freedom from Slavery and What Links Are in Place in Your Community. For Ramadan, which has a variable date, we have a table talk for Ramadan. For International Women's Day, March 8th, we have What Time of Night It Is, Celebrate Women, Host a Women's Day Dinner, Take Back the Night March, Ecumenical Decade of Churches in Solidarity with Women, Celebrating the Unnamed Ones, Litany of Solidarity with Women, Knowledge is the First Step to Change, and a table talk for International Women's Day. For St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, we have The Wearing of the Green and a table talk on St. Patrick's Day. For the first day of spring, March 21st, we have table talk for the first day of spring, Celebrate Spring by Remembering Life, Celebrate Earth, A Rite for Spring, Begin to Recycle, Let Earth Breathe, and All Night Vigil. For Central America Week, the week of March 24th, we have The Spirit of Archbishop Oscar Romero and At Home. Then for National Farm Workers Week, which is 2 weeks before Mother's Day, we have Table Talk for Farm Workers Week. I hope some of those clicked with you. I will bring some of them up again in future episodes and blogs at appropriate times. If you're eager, you can read them now or anytime for free online in the archives of simplelivingworks.org or see the link in the show notes. This year, Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, is March 5th, which puts Easter on April 20th. Well, so far I've talked about the one-page 10 Tips for a Simpler, More Meaningful Easter, and the book Treasury of Celebrations. Find these at simplelivingworks.org, click Archives, or click the link in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Next, let's talk about Who's Risen from the Dead, anyway? This is a collection that contains 2 study activity guides for each cycle, A, B, and C, so a total of 6, plus a Passover Seder, an Easter Seder, and links to 40-day guides for Lent and to bulletin inserts for Lent and Easter. These guides are arranged in such a way, online, that you can move from one to the next or back to the previous one without returning to the index. Now, most of the study action guides contain biblical reflections and household activities for Ash Wednesday, the 6 Sundays of Lent, plus Holy Week and Easter. In that regard, Who's Risen from the Dead, anyway, is similar to its Advent Christmas namesake, Whose Birthday Is It Anyway? Although Who's Risen was written primarily by alternative staff members rather than the well-known writers of Whose Birthday, it's still a helpful collection. The guides for Cycle A, based on the Gospel of Matthew, that's for this year, are entitled Following in His Footsteps and Learning the Meaning of Ministry. I hope you check those out. Well, Alternatives has produced 19 different 40-day guides or calendars for Lent. Each has a thought or action for the day and for the current liturgical cycle for A. Use numbers 6, 9, 12, 15, or 18. And some are not based on a cycle and can be used any year. Those for Cycle A are entitled Hunger, A Time to Assess. Number 12 is Half the Stuff, Twice the Joy. Number 9 is Of Paths and Ponderings. Number 6 is Drink from the Well of Living Water. And, of course, all these are linked in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. My favorite is number 13, 12 Steps to a Simpler Life. It's based on the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and treats overconsumption as an addiction. Another, calendar number 10, is called At Least 10% for God's Creation. And it's based on the environmental tithe. That's reducing our consumption by at least 10%. Well, we've looked at the 40-day guides or calendars and the collection of study activity guides called Who's Risen from the Dead, Anyway? We'll find these at simplelivingworks.org and click Archives. Or click the link in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Now let's move on to Spirit of Simplicity, Quotes and Art for Simpler Living and Global Justice. Spirit of Simplicity, or as we call it, Quotes and Art, or just Q&A, contains over 1,000 quotations and over 475 illustrations. These can be used for personal inspiration, for electronic and paper publications, and they're all royalty-free. Now, the quotations are mostly 25 to 100 words. A few are longer. Some are well-known, such as, Live simply that others may simply live. Others are more obscure. Some are humorous, some are serious, but all are carefully chosen. The powerful foreword is by Cecile Andrews, author of several books on voluntary simplicity, affectionately known as the Queen of Simplicity Circles, and she is scheduled to be my guest in a future episode. Well, she says in her foreword, Speakers, writers, teachers, program planners, reformers, radicals, revolutionaries, and contemplatives, rejoice! Here is a resource that will help you experience your life and your work with renewed enthusiasm and zest. This collection of quotations and art works is for writers searching for the perfect words to communicate with power and intensity. For speakers trying to develop presentations that captivate and entrance. For teachers looking for ideas to inspire and provoke vital discussion. For program planners desiring ways to capture people's attention and lure them away from their televisions and their malls. These electrifying quotations and eye-catching drawings will be a tremendous help in spreading the word about simplicity. But using the quotations for personal contemplation is what excites me the most. These are the words of Cecile Andrews. Many of us try to begin our days in silence and spirit, and meditating on these words is a wonderful way to do it. As you read these passages, words that come to us from throughout the ages, you realize that wise people have always advocated living more simply. We need to be reminded of this because much of the public and many of the opinion makers seem to think simplicity is just a fad and will fade away. But these quotations help us remember that simplicity has always been at the root of a life of depth and spirit. Those of us committed to the idea of simplicity realize that we are a part of something much bigger than we can ever imagine. In simplicity, we experience and understand a true connectedness with all of life. This work will help you experience a connectedness with the masters of living throughout history. And as Madison Avenue continues to trivialize and demean the concept of simplicity, simplify your life, buy a car. It's helpful to remember of the variety and the breadth of ideas involved in the concept of simplicity. Simplicity touches all aspects of our lives, our time, our relationships, our health, our financial security, our spirituality, our sense of justice, and our experience of a joyful participation in all of life. It tells us that less is often more, and that balance and harmony bring joy and meaning. Continuing with Cecile's words, but it's so easy to get off track, blundering and blustering through our days, frenetically reeling through the years, bored and depressed with our lives. Our still small voices drowned out by the screeching voice of the marketplace and the unfeeling demands of the workplace. Hollow voices telling us to conform, compete, and consume. We know they're false voices, but it's so hard to ignore them. Why are they so hard to ignore? Because the message from our commercialized society are relentless. In a society devoted to the bottom line, we're all affected. It's hard to hear that small voice that tells us that we are living for more sublime reasons than money and status. But ultimately, people know they want a different path. People are looking for passion and aliveness, and the ideas you'll find in this work will help you reconnect with that still small voice to guide you. I've come to think of simplicity as the examined life richly lived. It's asking ourselves what's important, what matters. And what we've discovered is that our culture of consumption, competition, commercialism, and careerism is deadening our lives and destroying the earth, withering our spirit and wasting the planet. This resource helps you pursue the examined life in order to engage the essence of life. We all think that someday we'll start living, but few of us feel fully alive, and too often we have charted our courage with no sense of vision, with no sense of exuberant, transformative experience the life can be. This collection helps you realize that living simply is living joyfully. If you don't smile and laugh more, you're doing it wrong. If you don't feel more kindly and loving toward the earth and her people, you're doing it wrong. If you don't experience a sense of peace of mind and integrity, you're doing it wrong. Living in the spirit of simplicity means living fully and being fully alive. This resource helps us transcend the forces that seek to trivialize and demean life. Our spirit is rekindled when we experience the thoughts of so many who have embraced simplicity. So, enjoy and rejoice. Those are the words of Cecile Andrews, author of The Spirit of Simplicity, Less is More, Slow is Beautifully, and more recently, Living Room Revolution. Info at cecileandrews.com, and of course, we link to Cecile in the show notes of this episode at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Well, in the introduction to Spirit of Simplicity, Quotes and Art, I wrote, the spirit of simplicity is alternative. It is countercultural. It is subversive. Following Jesus, a subversive leader. Much of the time, people have to be grabbed to get them to think, and then grabbed again to act, to change, to turn destructive behavior into earth-friendly habits. Many of alternative's resources take a gentle, gradual approach to discipleship through simpler living. Others grab comfortable people not so much with reason as with passion. This collection can be used either way. Use these quotes and art to send a message. Like physical exercise, the most effective is that which is actually done. This collection is alternatives' answer to the number one need, a handy resource or collection of royalty-free art and quotes promoting simple living and social justice. you'll find a mixture of religious and secular, humorous and serious, gentle and discomforting, grouped together under 10 categories. Some categories are bigger, some are smaller. We've filled some of the holes through a second volume called Worship Alternatives. This collection is straining to be helpful. In addition to the quotes and art, you'll find bonus items at the bottom, reaching out through the media and Dr. Cray's School of Layout. Practical, detailed, nuts and bolts methods for changing ourselves and our culture are in the archives, such as Simple Living 101. We believe we have put together a powerful resource, a useful one. Now it's up to you, our companions in countercultural activism, to use it, and use it, and use it. God bless all of our efforts. Those were my words when the Spirit of Simplicity was originally published, and I still believe them. From How to Use This Collection, number one, read it for personal inspiration, or share it with others by photocopying items for bulletin boards, enlarge them, let your imagination soar. Use the quotes and art together or separately. Next, cut and paste items for newsletters and Sunday service bulletins. Electronically place or copy items into publications, whether they be on paper, website, or email. But use a few items at a time persistently. Use a couple in every issue, not just on Social Concerns Sunday. Covert action works. It prepares comfortable, privileged people for overt action. It plants ideas, then it nurtures the seeds. Well, besides that How to Use This Collection, Quotes and Art contains a more technical short guide called Hints on Using This Collection. Now, as I mentioned, Quotes and Art contains 10 categories or chapters, 10 of quotes, and the same 10 of art. Some of the pieces of art have captions or commentaries with them. Of course, you can use the art with other text as you like. Each piece of art is only in one chapter, but it could fit in several. So at the top of each chapter is a list of other art in other chapters that might also suit that chapter. Here are the 10. Number 1, voluntary simplicity. Now think simple living, frugality, enough, needs versus wants, time, stuff, speed and slowing down, and overconsumption. Chapter 2 is building community. Think cultural diversity, parenting, activities with children, children's stories, support, study action and accountability groups, simplicity circles, general education and action, spreading the word, relationships, leadership, politics, recreation and play. That's number 2, building community. The first was voluntary simplicity. Now number 3, celebrating. This is by far the largest chapter, containing 3 parts. Part A is Advent and Christmas, Part B is Lent and Easter, and Part C is other holidays. Also think music, communal worship, festivals and rituals, rites of passage such as weddings, graduations, and funerals. That's Part 3, celebrating. Part 4 is peace and justice. Think hunger, poverty, homelessness, peace and reconciliation, violence, nonviolence, justice, advocacy, boycotts, and war and militarism. That's Chapter 4, peace and justice. Chapter 5 is earth care. Think environment, the 5 R's, reduce, reuse, recycle, restore, respond. Think transportation, ecotourism, homes and buildings, sustainable development, sustainable farming, organic gardening, CSAs, that's community-supported agriculture, population, pollution, and sprawl. That's Chapter 5, earth care. Chapter 6, alternative giving. Think contributions, volunteerism, alternative Christmas events like third world crafts and clothing, sharing, charity, service, and kindness. That's chapter 6, alternative giving. 7 is economics. Think money, goods, property, green business, socially responsible investing, or SRI, products, personal finance, credit and debt, and globalization. That was chapter 7, economics. Number 8 is media. Think media literacy, advertising and marketing, public relations, alternative entertainment, TV, video, games, movies, internet, gambling, books, magazines, and radio. That's chapter 8, media. Chapter 9 is sustenance. Think self-care, food, recipes from the developing world, personal choices, change and responsibility, success, happiness, fulfillment, work, stress, and health, exercise, Sabbath, leisure, gratitude, risk, and nonconformity. Those are the topics for Chapter 9, sustenance. And Chapter 10 is faith and spirituality. Think theology, personal prayer, meditation, scripture and scriptural references, biblical characters, and symbols. That was Chapter 10, Faith and Spirituality. The Spirit of Simplicity collection has a thematic art index, which gives more specifics for each category, such as series to use for each Sunday in Advent, or crucifixion and resurrection. Quite honestly, these files are large. They may load slowly on your computer. Sorry. Almost all the art is black and white line art or drawings, not photographs. Now, I use this collection to illustrate my blog, so if you're familiar with it, you've seen some of the art. It has numerous styles, such as cartoons, simple drawings, even abstract art. Some pieces are happy, some are sad, some are positive, some are negative. A few pieces are in color and are clearly marked color in the index. You may think, this sounds kind of retro. Yes, that's the point. This art stands out because it's different. It's an alternative to standard clip art or photos now on the internet, especially the traditional, cute, happy-faced illustrations we see in so many congregational publications, and our collections are much more contemporary than reproductions of the masters from hundreds of years ago. A serious consideration is that young adults tend to expect attractive, eye-appealing design with color. So we have the tension between appearance and representing the principle of simple living. We generally stand by the principle, though you will have to judge your own situation. It's considerably cheaper to produce printed material in black and white than in color, even if you're photographing it, even if you're photocopying it yourself. The second big collection, Worship Alternatives, Resources for Public Worship, focuses on simpler living and global justice, and it contains more than 200 worship items, sermons, and graphic illustrations. Now, there are fewer items in this collection than in Spirit of Simplicity, Quotes on Art, but some tend to be longer form. Now, Worship Alternatives is divided into four parts that are season-oriented. Part 1 is Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany. 2 is Lent, Holy Week, and Easter. 3 is Pentecost and Ordinary Time. And 4 is Other Seasons and Hunger. Each season or theme contains sermons, art, and worship items. The sermons are admittedly uneven in quality, and we've noted the ones that we think are the best. For example, the 4-part Lenten series by John DeGraff. Since Worship Alternatives was designed to be a continuation of Spirit of Simplicity, Quotes on Art, they have numerous similarities. Worship Alternatives has an art section, and some of the worship items, such as prayers, litanies, hymns, have accompanying art also. One small difference between the two collections is that some of the worship items come in two formats, text and art, which can be used together or apart, and some come in the PDF format. Those in PDF come complete, ready to use without reformatting. The art is almost all black and white, and a few pieces are in subtle grays that can be used as background to the text rather than side by side. The worship items in Worship Alternatives come primarily from Seeds of Hope. Now, Alternatives and Seeds of Hope have a long history. Both organizations lived in Georgia in the 1980s and early 1990s. Seeds of Hope published Seeds Magazine, an ecumenical magazine focusing on hunger issues, as well as a newsletter called Sprouts. Now, Katie Cook was the head of Seeds and still is. Alternatives and Seeds teamed up to publish the Directory of Hunger Organization, first and second editions, years ago. Well, Seeds reinvented itself in the early 1990s. It stopped publishing the magazine and newsletter, moved to Texas, and became Seeds of Hope, which publishes a quarterly packet of seasonal worship resources called Sacred Seasons. Advent, Christmas, Lent, Easter, Pentecost, Ordinary Time, and Hunger Emphasis. Those are the four packets. Katie Cook maintains a stable of quality writers and artists. She also edits the quarterly newspaper of the Baptist Peace Fellowship and also Hunger News and Notes. So, from her archives, she selected her 100 favorite pieces for this collection, Worship Alternatives. If this sounds complicated, it's really meant to be flexible to meet your needs. My advice is to browse through the collections and then play with them. Play with some of your choices. So, we've looked at the big collections of quotes and art called Spirit of Simplicity and its second volume, Worship Alternatives. Find these at simplelivingworks.org, click the Archives button, or click the link in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. More Lent and Easter Articles is an alphabetical index of all the articles or chapters in Alternatives collections. If you're looking for a key word, like Jesus, simply go to this index and use your computer's Find function. Or browse through the index, which has a link to each article and to the collection from which it's taken. The archives at simplelivingworks.org also has article indices of Christmas, for other seasons, and for non-seasonal material. Another help is the seasonal or thematic index, which leads you to collections rather than to individual items. The thematic seasonal index is handy in window number 6 at simplelivingworks.org. The themes and seasons there include Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany, Lent and Easter, other seasons, anytime or non-seasonal, music, art, audio, video, Spanish, and Living More with Less. Some collections are listed in more than one category. Well, Spanish language resources are translations from the English. The Advent, Spanish, and Christmas resource taken from Whose Birthday Is It Anyway is called Adviento. The Lenten resource translated from the Lenten calendars is called Calendarios para la Cuaresma. We also offer wedding alternatives as Nuestra Boda and 10 tips as Diez Puntas. You may be thinking, okay, this is great, but I prefer to buy materials pre-printed. I don't want to take the time to prepare something myself. That's fine if you can afford it. Part of voluntary simplicity is that we do more of the work ourselves. We'll have more funds to help the needy instead of spending so much on ourselves, even if they're honorable things, like books. It's quite easy to share our resources. When you find some that meet your need, like a discussion group, you simply highlight the text you want, press your computer's copy command, such as hold down the control key, then press C. Go to the word processing or publishing pages you've opened and paste the text. The formatting, like type styles and sizes, will stay the same unless you change them. To add some art, simply drag your choice to your desktop and then into your word processing or publishing page. From there, you can play with the text and the art, moving it around. We've provided several guidelines for sharing these resources. In Worship Alternatives, it's Dr. Cray's School of Layout, and in Simple Living 101, there's Reaching Out Through the Media. originally published in a Christmas packet called Reaching Out to Others. Links to these are in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Well, you've been listening to Helps to Start Preparing for a Simpler, More Meaningful Lent and Easter. We've received wonderful positive response to the Simple Living Works podcast and blog. Walt from the Overflow Project wrote, "Hi, Jerry. I heard on your podcast that you're getting ready in your next episode for Lent and Easter. The Overflow Project has an annual 50-day challenge that kicks off on Easter for the Easter season, and we hope for churches to participate. We don't keep money raised through the initiative, rather pass through 100% to fund and support clean water projects. I wonder, would this be a resource you'd like to pass along to your listeners and readers? Yes, I posted a blog about the Overflow Project called Simplify, Give, and Change equals Water. See the link in the show notes and visit simplelivingworks.org, click window number 3. Laurel Gray from El Cajon, California wrote, "Hi, Gerald. I like your Whose Birthday Is It Anyway podcast. I hope to use some of your ideas when my family gathers here on Christmas Day. We've tried to make it a simpler celebration by drawing names and giving gifts that are either used or handmade or by giving to a charity in their name. Keep up the good work and best wishes for the season." In addition to this podcast and its show notes, we blog several times a week on a variety of simple living subjects. Click on blog at the top of the show notes for each episode. You're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Email a message to feedback@simplelivingworks.org. Well, we'll hope that you remember to use the free Simpler Living Alternative Calendar a bit every day. The purpose of the Simpler Living Alternative Calendar is to help us change our wasteful habits into caring for God's creation. And we can start by living the environmental tithe, by reducing our consumption by at least 10%. What's nice about this calendar is that we can start any day. The URL is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, click in window number 3. And bookmark that URL so you can get back to it easily each day. For a few samples, go to the blog listed in the show notes. If you want more copies of this calendar for other people, you can format it and distribute it as you choose under the non-commercial Creative Commons license. Well, we hope that you'll subscribe and read our blog. It is the companion to this, our 2 times a month podcast. The content is different, though the subject is the same. As one of the early and long-standing supporters of alternatives, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, known as the ELCA, has pledged to keep a copy of each resource produced by alternatives and to make copies available by request at a nominal cost. The contact information for ELCA archives is in the show notes. Well, it's time to wrap up episode number 13 of Simple Living Works podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will through iTunes or your favorite podcast service. We want to get to know you as a subscriber to the podcast and the blogs that we post new each week. Subscriptions are free and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. Remember to like us on Facebook and urge your friends to do the same. We do not solicit or accept donations, nor do we sell anything. All of our resources and services are free of charge. We're an all-volunteer organization. When you provide your email address, you'll receive our monthly Simple Living Works e-newsletter. Thanks to John Pitney and the band Earth Mama for the music on this show. Find the details in the show notes. This podcast is covered by Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on its link on our home page of the website. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works Podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.
Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live.